Can you tell me the story of the Jump Society?
The story of the Jump Society?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So the Jump Society started in 2002, and we are a local film festival, and we screen locally made short films. The films range in length, but our limit is 10 minutes or less. And we actually suggest that beginning filmmakers submit shorter films so they can get a feel for things and then start working up to doing longer films. And then it's just a place that people can come and screen films and see an audience response and get an idea of like how to communicate visually, how to tell stories through film and through moving pictures. The Jump Society stands for the Juno Underground Motion Picture Society.
Oh my gosh.
Which we don't use much anymore because it's kind of a mouthful. But we've screened over 5 gazillion films now. And let's see, what other fun facts do I have? Actually, so we do film festivals twice a year. We do a film festival in the winter and we do a film festival in the summer. And usually we screen between 20 to 25 films.
Do you ever find yourself turning away filmmakers?
Yes, we have turned away filmmakers. Usually we try to err on the side of being more inclusive. Like if people submit multiple films, we'll only accept one or two of them if there's not enough space. And then generally we can accept most films. Sometimes we'll, if a film like isn't quite there yet, we'll take it. We'll say, hey, can you work on this and maybe give them some suggestions. There haven't been too many films we've turned away. Every once in a while we get someone that's, well, I don't even, every once in a while someone comes out of the woodwork that's a little bit intense and hard to work with. And there have been some misunderstandings in the past, but I think that it's generally pretty much people are on board and we're willing to screen whatever people bring in. We put more adult content in the second half so that if there's like nudity or language or things like that, so that families can still come and watch the first half, and then we'll put the more questionable stuff in the second half. 30, 40 minutes worth of films, and then we'll give everyone a bathroom break, and they can go get more popcorn, and then we'll show like the second half, and then in the second half we'll put more adult content.
Do you get a lot of nudity, cussing?
No, not really. We don't get a lot of adult content. We've probably got a little bit of everything. I don't think we've had, we've had some shower scenes and things like that, but we haven't had anything too racy, and I think that is just the result of being a community film festival. If something's really awful, we'll maybe send it back to the drawing board and say, hey, maybe you need to work on your film. But we try not to censor content. If people have questions, they can always come talk to us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you want to tell me about the event or what makes it unique?
I think what makes it unique is that people are so on board, that we have such a supportive community here. I've worked with a lot of, one thing I've done is I've worked with the Northwest Film Center quite a bit. Like I've gone down and helped them curate the Student Academy Awards, and I've talked to other people that organize festivals outside of Alaska, and everyone seems pretty excited about what we do here because we're such a small, isolated community, and we have this thing that is just so consistent that, like, you know, in a community of this size, that we're able to do a film festival of entirely locally made short films twice a year is pretty impressive. And it's like that it keeps going and that it hasn't run out and that people are still finding things to contribute and making films and sharing them. It's like, it's really cool that we've been able to keep going. Like when we first started, I didn't even know, like, okay, maybe we'll do one or two festivals and that'll be that. Or maybe we'll do it once a year, but it's been steady and it's been nice. And it's, I think that's been the most surprising and probably coolest, most unique part about it.
Do you think that as technology gets less expensive, more people are able to do video?
I think that was definitely a trend early on. I don't know if it's even a barrier anymore. Like, I feel like everyone's carrying around a camera in their phone, or like has two or three cameras, or knows someone with a camera. I don't know anyone that isn't one degree from a camera. You know, you can be homeless and you can go talk to someone and find a camera for a project. There's always someone that you can find that has a camera that will, you know, if not hand it over to you, will come and film you. There's just so many people that have cameras on so many devices that I don't even think technology is a barrier. I think the hardest thing is editing and editing well. it's really hard to edit. And people forget that sound is such a big part of film. The most common problem that we have is that maybe the sound is bad. If people could pay more attention to the sound, I think that would really elevate the quality of the films. And one thing we try to do is we have workshops occasionally to like teach people like filmmaking basics or writing, like screenwriting basics and things like that. And it's something we haven't actually done in a while because I've been distracted with comics lately. but we should have another like filmmaking 101 type thing for the community, just because that's always good for me to refresh on, and it's also good for other people to kind of hear what are the basics, you know, like where to, like maybe make your titles shorter than your movie and things like that.
Well, cool. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Awesome. Good luck editing.
Oh.